Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today's theme is something we all struggle with at some point. Procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at a to-do list that feels like it's growing longer by the minute? You know that feeling when you tell yourself I'll do it later, but later never seems to come? Well, guess what? We're diving deep into this common pitfall and uncovering some powerful Stoic strategies to conquer procrastination and reclaim your time. You see, the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about living a good life, had a unique perspective on dealing with distractions and delaying tasks. They weren't about beating yourself up for procrastinating. They were all about understanding why we do it and finding practical ways to get things done. Here are five key takeaways from their wisdom that can seriously level up your productivity game. First, recognize your thoughts. The Stoics believed that our emotions often stem from our thoughts, not external events themselves. So, when you find yourself procrastinating, take a moment to really observe what's going on in your mind. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Afraid of failure? Bored? Identifying the root cause can help you address it directly. Second, focus on what's within your control. This is a huge one. Procrastination often stems from trying to control things outside of our sphere of influence, deadlines that feel impossible, external expectations, or even the weather. Okay, maybe not the weather. The Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control. Our actions, our reactions, and our mindset. Instead of stressing about the looming deadline, channel your energy into breaking down the task into smaller, manageable steps. Third, practice mindfulness. It's easy to get caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts and distractions. The Stoics emphasize living in the present moment. When you find yourself procrastinating, gently bring your attention back to what you're doing right now. Focus on your breath, the sensations around you, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. This can help ground you and make it easier to focus on the task at hand. Fourth, start small. Don't try to tackle everything at once. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you finish a smaller task. That's powerful motivation. Start with something small, even just 5 minutes of work, and build momentum from there. And finally, remember your values. Why is this task important to you? What are you hoping to achieve by completing it? Reconnecting with your goals can give you the drive and clarity you need to overcome procrastination. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's an artist with a big exhibition coming up. She's been putting off working on her pieces, feeling overwhelmed by the pressure and self-doubt creeping in. She starts to notice that her mind is racing, filled with thoughts about what others might think, how she measures up, and worst-case scenarios if things don't go perfectly. Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers this episode, and uses these Stoic strategies. She acknowledges those anxious thoughts but reminds herself that her focus should be on her own actions. Practicing her craft and creating art she's proud of. She breaks down the large project into smaller, manageable chunks, focusing on one piece at a time. And finally, she reconnects with her passion for art, why she started creating in the first place, and finds herself feeling energized and motivated once again. So there you have it. Five powerful Stoic strategies to help you overcome procrastination and regain control of your time. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about making progress, one small step at a time. Take a moment now to think about what you can implement from today's episode. Choose just one strategy that resonates with you and commit to using it today. Imagine yourself tackling that task, feeling confident and in control. You got this. Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Virtue so you never miss an episode packed with practical wisdom for living a more fulfilling life. And if you found value in today's message, share it with a friend who could use some Stoic inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for virtue and clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.